Are we ready, Christine? Council meeting for Tuesday, March 12, 2019, 9 a.m. is hereby called to order. I would like to welcome everyone here this morning. We have regrets this morning from Councilor Raymond Fisk. I would ask that anyone that may have an electronic device, please turn it to the silent mode for this meeting. I have several changes under item two, changes to the agenda. I have to add under 11.2, under finance, a budget update, 2019-2020. And under 15.2, in camera, a contract negotiations item. So two additions, 11.2, budget update, 15.2, contract negotiations. Are there any other additions or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, a motion to approve the agenda would be in order. Moved by Councilor McLeod, seconded by Deputy Mayor Kelly. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. So we are pleased today to have a presentation under 3.1, United Way, Michael Graves. And I would ask Michael if you'd like to come forward to the presentation desk this morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. Thank you very much for your time. My name is Michael Graves, and I am the coordinator for the United Way of Lunenburg County, and I'm also a counselor for the town of Bridgewater. I want to thank you for your time, and I'm just here to give you a little bit of information about the United Way and ask your support of a program that we operate. The United Way raises money in the local community, then reinvests that money back into organizations that will make a meaningful and measurable distance for kids, youth, family, women, seniors, and communities. In fact, in 2018, we invested $119,511 in 29 programs. And since our inception in 2003, we've invested just over $1.6 million, of which just over $1 million has been invested in youth programming. I should note that the United Way is part of a national network of 80 United Ways across Canada that represent or support 5,000 communities from coast to coast to coast. We're also part of an international community of 1,800 other independent organizations in 40 countries around the world. In Lunenburg County, I am a part-time employee. We don't operate an office. We really don't own anything. The United Way is basically run off my smartphone, is how we do it. We have three focus areas, all that kids can be, from poverty to possibility, and healthy communities, healthy people. Our top 10 programs represent about 62% of our funding. Of that, a couple of examples would be, we invest in a program called Pro Kids, which is subsidies for youth, for sports, recreation, and our culture. We do that with support of other municipal units. That's our biggest program investment of just over $202,000 since 2007. We're about 40% of the YMCA youth budget in Lunenburg County, representing about $163,000. There's an organization called St. Vincent de Paul, and St. Vincent de Paul will help people who have absolutely no place to go. It may be helping with rent, it may be helping with food, it may be helping with diapers, it could be virtually anything. There are also, since 2006, we've invested just over $146,000. Other examples are senior safety coordinator, which is about $37,000 since 2014, and some transportation networks like Chester Community Wheels, which is $47,000 since 2007. So it's a wide variety of projects. What a lot of it does is it helps people socialize. It doesn't solve the poverty problem, but it gives them a hand up, is really what we do. We also operate 9 programs ourselves. These are programs that are directed toward people that are living in poverty. One of those programs is Bikes for Kids. We take bikes, we refurbish them, and we give them away to kids and adults that can't afford them. Since we've been doing this program in 2013 is when it started, we've done over 450 refurbished bikes. We also give away 3,000 free swim skate passes to the LCLC in Bridgewater. Again, we work with the local schools, Schools Plus, Harbor House, and a whole bunch of other organizations that have access to lower income or vulnerable people in our community. We have a program at the LCLC called Free Skates to Borrow, where we have a storage unit. We fill it full of skates, and people can just come in and borrow them if they want, when they want. We also have a technology program where we collect iPhones, we refurbish those iPhones, and we give those away to vulnerable people. Our biggest client would be Harbor House. When women flee family violence, sometimes they lose their technology, and this is a way of connecting them back to their communities. Just to give you some examples, the program started in 2017. We've given away 69 iPhones to vulnerable people, 18 laptops, and 30 phones were given to local nursing homes for music therapies for people with dementia and Alzheimer's and just the effects of ageism. We also have a program where we give away coats. It's called Coats for Kids, and our last year was our first year, and we gave away over 850 warm winter coats to Lunenburg County kids, youth, parents, and seniors. We have a used sports equipment exchange where we collect soccer and hockey equipment. It's vetted, gently used hockey and soccer equipment. We vet it, and then we make it available through to low-income people that could benefit. And we right now we have a permanent table at the HB Studio Fieldhouse, so it's just filled with a $150 pair of soccer shoes, and you just kind of take what you need. And if you're finished, many people will leave shoes as well, so it works out well. We have a program where we encourage able-bodied people, so that would be everybody in this room, to help less able-bodied seniors and the disabled with their snow shoveling. That program is called Plow It Forward, but we also have parts where it's called Rake It Forward, Mow It Forward, and Stack It Forward. So that's more of an awareness program. Originally, we started to try and match volunteers with seniors. It became too time-consuming and too intensive, so right now what we're really doing is making the public aware and encourage neighbors to help neighbors. We also have a program where we give away free recreational passes to people with mental health issues but living with low income. So this is a partnership with Mental Health and Addictions in Bridgewater. But it's also, we have a partnership with the LCLC, the YMCA, and the HB Studio Sports Center, where these people have access to all the programming that those particular facilities offer at zero cost. And in fact, that program, they are also allowed to take up to two guests for support. So if you've got an issue related to mental health, it's not always possible for you to go yourself, but it is more possible if you go with one or two individuals to help you kind of go through the process. And so it's worth noting, by the way, that those nine programs that we operate at United Way, they have a value, community value, of just over $125,000, but we operate them on less than $1,500, which is pretty good. So those people that donate or contribute to the United Way, that's great value for your charity dollar. While we fund and support organizations that originate in Lunenburg County, there are some programs that have a spillover effect in Queens County. So we do a lot of work with Schools Plus, as an example. We're a support network for Schools Plus. So some of the programs that are funded in Lunenburg County but benefit people in Queens County would be 211 information and referral. 211 is a program that was started by United Ways back in the 1980s in Atlanta, Georgia, spread through the United States, came into Canada, and in 2014 came to Nova Scotia. We also fund Big Brothers in School Mentoring, Big Brothers Kids and Cops Summer Day Camps, Bikes for Kids, Coats for Kids. We've sent bikes down here, we've sent coats down here through that program. Girl Talk offers a program in Liverpool and has been doing that for years. That's United Way money, that program. Hitchinbrook Farm has people that participate in Hitchinbrook Farm up in Blockhouse. The Mow It Forward or Rake It Forward program, the technology program, we've sent numerous iPhones down here, mainly through the Schools Plus network, and the YMCA youth program has people that work up in that go to Bridgewater for that youth programming. There was some information in your package about our free recreational passes for low-income individuals living with mental illness. So currently, as I mentioned, we're working with the folks at mental illness, mental health and addictions. But we do have some individuals that live in the Liverpool area that would love to have access to your gym at the Amera Center. And what I'm hoping we can do is you could donate your excess capacity at that particular facility, and then we would take those passes, give them to the social workers at Mental Health and Addictions, who then would give it to the appropriate people that would benefit the most from using that recreation facility. I've been to the center a couple of times, the AmeriCenter, looked into the gym, and it's not full all the time, so there is excess capacity. So the hope is that we could take those passes, and I have no idea how many passes that might be, but what we would do is we would give them to the folks at Mental Health and Addiction, they would give them to the client that would benefit the most, and then that pass would allow that client to bring up the one or two other individuals on that pass to ensure that he or she gets the maximum benefit. So that's it. Any questions?
Any council have a question or comment? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Lord, yes. I mean, we've heard a lot about the United Way, and one of the things every time I hear United Way talked about is like, why don't we have United Way here in Queens County? Like, why aren't United Way, you know, helping more here in Queens County? We have so many connections. Yeah. I mean, we really need a United Way coordinator here in Queens County to make those connections to all of those services that you offer to sort of like, you know, do more here that we could possibly connect with and get together on. Is there anything, you know, why is it just Lunenburg? We hear all about Lunenburg.
Yeah, so how the United Way works is we raise money in a community, and that's the money. So in Lunenburg County, we raise about $160,000 a year, and that's the money that we use to reinvest in all the programming that we do.
But why isn't it like, why can it be United Way Lunenburg Queens? Can it be United Way Queens? Like, how do we get in on this United Way? Because it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And like I say, we have so many connections that we can make in our community based on that.
Well, I think one way, if you could come and say, you know what, we talked to the business community, and there's 30 businesses that would be willing to support the United Way, and how we do it is through payroll deduction.
Right.
So people would pledge money, and that money would be taken off their paycheck. The employer then would give us that money at the end of the year or twice a year. Just to give you an idea, I can speak for Lunenburg County, but if every single working person in Lunenburg County contributed 15 cents a day to the United Way, that's like going from a large coffee to a medium to a small, we would raise in excess of $1.2 million every single year.
Yeah.
And because the money's raised by the United Way, it all has to stay in Lunenburg County.
Right, yeah.
And it only can be invested in kids, youth, families, women, seniors, and community. That's all we're allowed to do with it, right? So there's a lot of power out there. The people have a lot of power. But it's hard to raise money. It's really hard nowadays to raise money.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants some of it. But I think some of the programming that we do at United Way, is really good stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So for your question, if you were to find a whole bunch of businesses that would be willing to support payroll deduction, then what we could certainly look at it from a board level.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Councilor McLeod.
Thank you, Peter. Energetic and enthusiastic.
Michael.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, Barbara. I'm joking.
I assumed that the United Way included Queens County at one time in the past, did it not?
No. Right. It was always Lunenburg County.
Always Lunenburg County.
Yeah. But there's
but
always
you
been.
You had some folks from Queens County that were on the board.
That could be. Yeah, Kent. Yeah. Kent Atchison is our board chair.
Exactly.
So Kent's our board chair. Yeah.
And I know that I think it was Carrie Layton.
Yeah, Carrie. Yeah, that's right. Carrie. Carrie's on our board.
He's still on your board?
Yeah.
Okay. So the programs and services that you've spoken about, what it seems like there might be a duplication of what we're already offering here in Queens, such as the loan program through the AmeriCenter.
Mm-hmm.
We do lend skates and helmets and that sort
good.
Of thing. So I'd like that would be a duplicate kind of program, but it could be enhanced more. It could be, I like your idea about the free passes from the fitness center at the Mirror Center, because certainly that is something that is benefiting mentally health, people that have mental health issues. And mental health issues has been the bottom of the list of priorities for years in anything, in any aspect of community life, any issues that we have, a lot of that is attributed to a person's mental health. but that's never been addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great way of trying to get the support through fitness.
Yep. And socialization.
And socialization, exactly. So yep. I really like that idea.
Oh, great.
And I don't know whether it's been on your agenda for a long time or has it just been something that has been brought forward by other organizations and the, you know, our policing and our doctors, they all have issues, and some of their cases are because of mental health issues with some of the, you know, the offenders and that sort of thing. So, and in hospitals as well, you know, for doctors.
Yeah.
They address a lot of health issues, but a lot of it goes back to the mental health of that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have that focusing point.
Yeah, so that program started when we give away about 3,000 passes a year to the LCLC for swimming or skating, either or. And that's also for parents. It's the whole family. Those passes are available to the whole family as many times as they want. Mental health and addictions found out about that program and said, what can you do for us? We have clients that are living with low income. Can you design something? So we came up with this program. It went off really slowly. There was a meeting up in Halifax at the United Way, and there was a person from mental health giving a talk, and she was a woman that suffers from mental health issues, and she said, I would never ever go to that program. And we were kind of shocked, and well, why wouldn't you? Because I need to go with someone, and that doesn't include. So we change. We're always evolving the program.
Sure.
Our only care is that it is about the client. Mm-hmm. It's making sure that he or she gets all the services and all the value that we can provide. And when we do it, at United Way, we tend to do it at such a low cost. As we told the LCLC, your swimming pool is 30% full. Like, you can't charge poor people to use a space that's empty. Do you know what I mean? So, and that's how we kind of approach things. In regards to your Amera Center, there's other things that you could do. Like, the Coats for Kids program would be easy peasy to do. In fact, when we did that last year, it was just really me and Major Wilson from the Salvation Army. We partnered together, but it was just him and I that did it. And when we needed volunteers for a specific thing, we just reached out to a business and got those volunteers. There's also the used equipment exchanges, hockey and soccer, very easy to do at the Amera Center. The Plow It Forward program, you should be promoting every season.
Yeah.
Really easy to do. I don't know if you've got a community newsletter, but just put that there. We can certainly give you the template, the information, and then those free recreational passes that we're talking about now.
Yes, I have Councillor Johnson next.
Hey, Michael. Great.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
When you talked about, I got a couple of quick questions.
Yep.
First of all, I think there are employees who live in Queens who do support the United Way through payroll deduction. I'm thinking Michelin,
Absolute
Power, and stuff.
Yep.
Like that.
And Ken Atchison.
Right.
And Kent. Yeah.
Okay. So with that, how does that money get put back into Queens, or it just comes in through the overlap programs?
Through the overlaps.
Okay. When you do overlaps, is that mostly coordinated through Schools Plus?
No, like Harbor House, we support Harbor House with outreach materials. So Harbor House operates in Queens and Shelburne County. So we're not going to be able to tell Harbor House not to service anybody in the region of Queens. That's just not going to happen, right?
And if we were going to enter, and then I ask this question as we have a board of directors meeting tonight for Queens Place and Amera Center, what are actually the impacts on, say, staff and at the LCLC when these people come in to use the facilities? Is there any extra burden on staff to administer?
So what happens is they have a pass. And there's a picture in the literature. They have a pass. They just basically show the pass. There's a number on that pass. That number is recorded. Number 607. It's recorded, and that's it. So the date. That's all they do, and then they go in like anybody else. At the end of the month, all those numbers are compiled by me, and I send off a report to mental health saying, these are the tickets that were used, and these are the facilities that they were used at.
Okay. Is that at a reduced funding level?
For
use of the facility or no it, cost?
No cost.
Okay.
Zero
and
cost.
Is there any thought of support for transportation, like to get there? I'm thinking of people in North Queens who could use the facility that are challenged for transportation.
Yeah, so for the region of Queens, we couldn't do that because we're the United Way of Lunenburg County. However, we are talking to the town of Bridgewater. Well, now Bridgewater has public transit. It's core service. So we're talking to the town of Bridgewater about acquiring free recreational passes, which would be used for people on very, very low income. There are people out there, as you know, living on $800 a month. You know what I mean? Those are the people.
Yeah, no, I was thinking transportation for people who want to use this program at Queen's Place.
At Queen's Place, yeah. We wouldn't have any money for that, Gail.
Okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
All right.
No, great.
Councilor Fancy?
Yes, Michael, I really appreciate this. I'd like to get this somehow put out as where we are with it, in Queens in particular, because I think there's so many places where we could access a lot of the good things you are doing in Queens, because when I first talked to you, I said, well, we need a coordinator up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start to say this, and I said, well, you've got access to that. They said, well, we need a coordinator for this. They said, we've got access to that. So a lot of these things we have access to in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It, of course, the monies that are raised in Lunenburg County stay in Lunenburg County.
Yeah.
And if we want to go forward and be able to do other programs in Queens County, we're going to have to do the payroll deduction.
Mm-hmm.
But the other things, like for instance, I know Harbor House now has, they got, I think they said something like eight clients here in Queens County.
Certainly is possible, fortunately.
And that just happened recently.
Yeah.
So we're going forward with certain things. So with what you're doing with the mental health and addiction,
mm-hmm.
We used to have a program here before where you give passes to the doctors, and the doctors would look at it, that there are people coming in and be able to give out. But a lot of times they never got given out, or just,
yep.
You know, kind of put under the back burner and things. What you're doing, you're making everybody accountable.
Yeah.
And I like that, the accountability end of it, of saying that if you give out 40 passes this month and two of them are used, but then somebody comes looking for a pass next month, well, you know, you didn't use your pass last month and things like that. So I like that. I like that way of how everything is all accountable, and you've got the program there.
Yeah,
it's just for us to be able to use it, and I think we need to, I guess maybe coordinate things better to be able to understand what's there and how we can use it, and if it's passes for LC for the Mirror Center, that again it's all accountable to how you're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just for the passes, in terms of the numbers, there are people that, particularly for the swimming and skating passes, we give them away in bundles of 25. And there are people that'll take them and say, oh, these passes are fantastic. Everybody's using them. They're really well used. And we look at the numbers and say, you know what, you may think that you gave away 75 passes, but 8 people redeemed them. So I think you've got a problem. There's a disconnect between the program and you. And I think the idea is, if you're going to give away passes, we want them used. And if you think that you're doing a good job, you're not. You got to have the different conversation with your clients. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, but yeah, to the numbering point, it works out well.
So that's again going along with what you're saying. It's a lot of these other things are just like you're coming across the desk, but we're giving them out in the forum. Like,
yeah.
The doctor's giving them out. You don't know really what you're really doing. You've got facts and figures, which is.
Yeah.
Something to be able to work from. I really, really appreciate that.
And we also work with the experts. I don't know the issues for someone with a mental health issue. I have no idea, and I don't know what his or her capabilities are, but the social worker does. So we put a lot of trust on the frontline workers, whether it's the teachers or the social workers, to make sure that the phones go to the right people, the laptops go to the right people, the mental health passes go to the right people, or the recreation passes go to the right families. You know, they're the people that have the power, and they understand the family dynamics and the individual dynamics, so we really rely on that. And it really cuts out layers of management, right? Like it's not, we're not management heavy at all. We're just, anyways.
Yeah. Councilor Frelick?
Thank you, Michael, for a great presentation.
Oh, thank you.
Couple things. First, I applaud you for working on behalf of mental health. You know, there's such a stigma attached to it. Mm-hmm. And anytime that we can highlight it a little bit more and show that, because, you know, the fact is, if you were sitting there asking for someone with cancer or any other disease, we'd probably do it like that.
Yeah.
Mental health is one of those things that we're not sure of it, so we always hesitate, and it's sad that we're doing that. But the second part of it, how do you keep track? Like you said, you give out 75 passes. What prevents people from giving them to other people? Is there a tracking system that you,
yeah,
or do you just rely on honesty?
Relying on the social worker and the frontline worker. So if we give 75 passes to Harbor House,
yeah,
you know, or we give 75 passes to Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's really for those families that are low income, that are never really gonna,
right,
they can't really afford to put quality food on the table. The chances of them going and taking the family for a swim at seven times four people at $30 at the LC or $16 to go skating, it's just not gonna happen. It's just not in the budget. So what we try to do is just take that decision away from them and just give them the tickets, you know what I mean? And then we encourage them to go, make it part of their routine. So that's what it's about.
So you're not hung up whether they would give them, pass them off to someone else,
well,
maybe in a similar situation?
Well, if it happens, it happens,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're still getting people.
We're still, yeah. But the focus is really, we really communicate to the principals and the school board as an example, or schools plus, that these are really for low-income people.
Right.
You know, we haven't got a finite amount of passes,
right,
you know? So just, and if you abuse the system, we'll just cut you off. Not that we've done that.
No.
But we tell them that, you know, like acquiring an iPhone and it's hard, right? So they're really dear products. So we tell everybody that it's really hard to get an iPhone. And then it's really hard to get the community buy-in. So Robert Brown of Robert Brown's Electronics, he fixes them all for free. So we don't, that's a volunteer. The wireless wave in the Bridgewater Mall, they unlock them all for free. And then what we do is we need charging cables, and sometimes we have to replace screens. We try to use the parts as much as we can. That's why we only focus on iPhones. When we need something, we go out to the business community and say, would you give us $1,000 so we can do this? Or give us $1,000 so we can do that.
So you're not out buying new iPhones?
No. Everything's refurbished. Everything we do is recycled.
Okay.
Recycled stuff that's just sitting in the community. Like those bikes, for example, 450 bikes, they were just sitting around doing nothing, right? So what we did was we repurposed them, give them a new lease on life, and throw them out into the community. And it's funny, we're getting a lot of those same bikes back from the families, and then they're upgrading, so which is perfect. That's how you want the program to work, right?
So that's one way we can be involved as a community as well, is by promoting that and getting donations of iPhones and bikes and all that.
Yeah, so we've made a deal with the Social Regional School Board. We get iPhones from them. Municipal Joint Services Board, we get iPhones from them. One of our board members is Mark Winfield. He's with BDO. We have a great deal with BDO Corporate. That's out of Toronto, where we get a lot of phones from them as well. And then we do get some stuff individually from private citizens. Yeah. But we're always looking for new sources, right? So we're talking to Nova Scotia Power right now. We're talking to the provincial government about, because when the IT departments have these phones and when they're out of their life cycle, they don't know really what to do with them. Mm-hmm. Some people have a problem giving them to staff members, you know, this person got it for $50, I had to pay $60, or she got an iPhone and I didn't get an iPhone. This way it takes all that hassle out. You give them to us, we'll repurpose them and make sure they get to the people that would benefit the most, right?
Can I ask one more? How many people sit on your board? How many people, like United Way, does it
eight,
involve?
Seven or eight, yeah.
Seven or eight?
Yeah.
And
then
have a group of volunteers?
Volunteers. We have an allocations committee, which is in session right now. So they were given a budget this year of $110,000. And what they're doing is looking over 21 different funding applications, or requests for funding. And then for this, I just find the volunteers that I need at the time. So if we need, as I mentioned earlier, I need people to move a whole bunch of stuff for coats for kids, I go and found somebody. We use the YMCA youth leaders a lot, only because we're 40% of their budget. We also use the Pathfinders, the Girl Guide Pathfinders. We'll use them as well, because they're young, they got lots of energy, right?
Thank you very much, brilliant.
Oh yeah,
doing.
Oh brilliant, thank you, very kind.
Deputy Mayor Kelly, you had a follow-up?
Yes, I did. Yeah, just I have a whole drawer of, not iPhones, but I have a whole drawer of old phones, and
yeah.
I don't like to throw them away. I just don't know what to do with them, right? So
yeah.
They're just sitting there, and it'd be nice to know if there was a program they could go to, and you don't accept anything but iPhones.
Yeah, yeah, and because we can take, if one has a broken motherboard but a perfect screen, we can
yeah.
use the screen to keep the cost down,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
So we focus on that.
Yeah. So what I said before about partnering as well is this, because we have like our MPAL here in Queens County, the Region of Queens, you know, has a bike program. Like they put, but you know, it's not a regular bike program, but it's something that they're implementing, and hopefully, you know, it does it every year. But there's no guarantee that it's going to stay, and it's hard to get bikes, and you know, for one person running it sort of thing in this community, right? So something like that for United Way to do it here in Queens as well. You often see the code exchange, you know, it's just volunteers that decide, you know, whether it's not a program that goes every year, it's not a regular program that people can count on, it's just volunteers get together, say, oh, I think we'll do a code exchange this year, right? And then they just do it, right? Volunteers and hockey equipment as well. It's just this ad hoc thing at the, you know, we all know as hockey parents that, you know, when our kid runs out, you know, grows out of their stuff, we just donate it back to the minor hockey. They keep it in the thing. So whenever a kid needs something, there's extra equipment in the room that maybe
yeah.
they'll give to them if they need it, sort
mm-hmm.
of thing, right? But like you say, these are just sort of one-offs, and they're not promoted, and because they're not regular programs, and people just hear about them for word of mouth. So I mean, the partnering with United Way on things like this would be absolutely amazing for our community. So I just wanted to clarify that United Way in Lunenburg County could possibly be United Way Lunenburg in Queens if we had so many businesses commit to doing this payroll thing
yeah.
for the United Way, and there's a possibility that umbrella could open up.
It's a possibility, yeah.
Right.
Obviously, that's a board decision, and it's
yes.
also United Way National. There's a national office in
right.
Ottawa, so that would be their decision.
Right.
But certainly, at some, you have to plant the seeds, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
in regards to your Coats for Kids, Coats for Kids, the way we designed it is that it doesn't need really anybody. We have coat hanger, we have coat racks,
yeah.
which we got a third party that the bill for us. Scotiabank gave us money, as did Fresh Cuts Meats in Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm.
We just laid out the coats, and we had adult male, adult female, boy, girl, and it was self-hang. People just hung up based on what they...
Yeah.
So we didn't need anything, and then using the AmeriCenter as an example,
yeah.
You could have those things there. People would come in,
yeah.
you'd collect them in September, and then let people know through yourselves, because you're all connected to your communities,
yeah.
let people know that if you need a coat, to come down to this particular center and choose a day that maybe it's quiet, there's nothing going on,
mm-hmm.
so people aren't stigmatized by picking
yeah.
up a coat, and then, you know, work out a way of driving them or getting other
yeah.
people, that, you know what I mean? Like
but
that.
See, I mean, you say it doesn't need anything, but it just needs that, you know, it does need somebody to sort of like either promote it, coordinate it, make sure that
yeah.
it's happening, and keep it going on a regular basis
yeah.
rather than just doing, you know, one-offs and that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing, you know, it just needs that focus
mm-hmm.
on programs like that, like all of them, basically, that one person to focus on it. So what exactly is your position with United Way? Like, what do you do?
So
main core?
So I'm the coordinator,
yeah.
and what I do is I engage, we have about 40 nonprofit groups that I engage with.
Okay.
So, and I'm on various committees. One would be SHAC, South Shore Housing Action Coalition. I'm in the process, and that's not really United Way, but I bring United Way value to it. And what we're trying to do is put together a housing summit for the South Shore. It would be Lunenburg, Queens, Shelburne County. We're thinking it'll be in Bridgewater. We think it'll be May 14th. The idea is to bring together Housing Nova Scotia, CMHC, Efficiency Nova Scotia, have some bankers, invite all the planners, invite all the landlords, invite all the builders, and give everybody this information of how to build affordable housing. So the idea is if you've got your planner here, and the gentleman I had a conversation with earlier indicated that he'd love to come,
yeah.
If someone is from Queens and is not known to anybody, then he or she can go up and say, this is my idea, and then the planner can just start right away to start.
Has that been announced yet? Or?
Not yet, no.
Oh,
we're
okay.
still working out the details.
So that'll come to our council?
It'll come to everybody,
right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I mean, you're all on these other boards
yeah.
that bring that United Way thing, but your main thing, you just connect with all of the
Yeah, so my job is to engage the community.
Yeah.
My job is to run those programs.
Okay.
My job is to think of ways of how I can connect people to resources.
Okay.
So one example is the town of Bridgewater. They had a photocopier that they no longer needed. It was surplus, nobody bought it, gave it to me. I have an email list. It was gone in 18 minutes.
Right.
Big brothers, big sisters took it,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm involved with the Maritime Bus Program coming out of Halifax.
Yeah.
So everything I do is connected to the community somehow, in
yes.
some way. I'm responsible for fundraising, I'm responsible for bookkeeping, I'm responsible.
And this is a part-time position.
Oh, no, yeah. So a lot of it's volunteer, right?
Yes,
but,
yes.
But when you're a counselor and you care about your community, it's all,
that's
you know.
We all do, yes.
You guys are doing the exact same
exactly,
stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no difference.
Yeah,
excellent. I just, you know.
Yeah, cool, thank
you. Not great.
Councilor McLeod, do you have a follow-up?
I just had just a brief one. The support systems that you have in place, and when you say that you refurbish bikes and you do all this, and someone has to do that, is that on the volunteer basis of those people that are skilled?
Yeah, so
they
the bikes, as an example, is Al Huback, who used to own the bike barn in Lunenburg. Sweet Ride Cycle, Al from Sweet Ride Cycle is also one of those participants.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll use spin your wheel bikes. Chris, use him at times.
So they just donate this.
The Subaru Reagan Cycling Team. So we find people that have an interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we vet hockey equipment or soccer equipment, I don't know anything about anything, but I know how to get people to work together, right?
Yeah.
So what I do is I find someone who has a passion for hockey, who has the skill set, who can look at something and say, this is good, this is bad, and that's not a hockey pad, that's a soccer pad, because I wouldn't know, right? So that's what we do. So that's what I do, is I put these things together and find the right people, and you know, when they're done, I say thank you, and you know, and tell them what they've done and why it's important and who they've helped, and then move on to the next project, right?
Is there, as coordinator, is that a paid position?
It is, yeah.
Time?
Yeah.
So Queens County certainly would benefit more, although we are somewhat now, but not really. We're contributing financially somewhat through employees that are part of these major, Nova Scotia Power and that sort of thing. So I think it would be a wonderful program to be part of. And we do have duplicate services here, but we do not have the way of making it fully beneficial to everyone. So with your skills and everything in what you do and how you outreach to the community, that would be a really good benefit for us, Michael, to be able to do that.
Yeah, but you know, you've got a park, I can't speak for your Parks and Rec Department, but you've got a Parks and Rec Department. I bet you, for the phone program, setting it up probably took a couple of hours,
mm-hmm.
and then it's just maintenance, you know. So using the phone program as an example, if I spend 10 hours a year on that program, that's not much. The COPE program, the initial setup, but the maintenance, if I bet you the whole COPE program was probably 12 hours in September, October. Like, it's not much. Like, the bikes, it's just the initial setup, finding someone who's interested, finding a spot. And a lot of the stuff that we have is based out of Bridgewater, because we have a very good relationship with the Bridgewater Mall. We don't pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I go about things. I have zero intention of giving you anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Free.
It's free.
You search out all of these opportunities that are really no cost to you, and these people probably wouldn't even have thought of contributing that.
Yeah. But you've got a great space in the Ameris Center. There's lots of space, and you know, you could do your own COATS program there, and have instead of people going all the way to Bridgewater, and they can if they want. COATS are COATS, and all we care is about people that need warm winter coats getting warm winter coats. That's all we care about. But you could do the exact same thing here, and spend a couple, like, it's nothing, because you set it up so they self-hang, right?
Yeah.
You ask for gently used, and we've got gently used. Sometimes you might go through and you pull out something that's really not suitable. That didn't happen that much.
No.
You know what I mean? So for that program, the hockey and the soccer equipment, you know, easy peasy. Like, there's people have those skills here and would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The COPE program would be easy. You probably have the storage space. you know, the Plow It Forward program. It should be in every newsletter that you sent out and every bulletin board in your community. You know, if you can get some guy that has a snowblower, a plow, or an ATV that never even considered that the woman three doors down was disabled and really in need because he just didn't know, then that's the value, that's the program, right? That's all it's about. And once he figures it out, then he may tell somebody else. And once they tell somebody else, that's how it works, right?
And that was going to be part of my other question or comment is the awareness of what's available out there. That's the thing that people have to get.
Yeah.
Once a program is set up, to get it out to the right people.
Yeah, exactly. So we use social media, Facebook. We work with the municipal units, so they all have monthly or quarterly newsletters. We try to force them to take our information. Because the information that we put in there generally benefits the greater community. Not only does it benefit their community, but it also benefits the greater community. So their children in the town of Bridgewater and their parents in Chester Municipality. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
Councillor Fancy, you got a follow-up?
Yes. The big thing about all this thing is coordination.
Yeah.
We have a lot of little things that are going on, but if it could be and not to just go away from this meeting and say, wow, that was really good. Michael said, that was really good for our community. But we need to follow up to make some kind of coordination that we could be able to work through you. And I know talking to you in the past, I said, well, wow, that's really complicated. Said, no, it's on my computer. 2 minutes I put in this and away you go. So something that looks big, but once you got it set up, it becomes quite easy to run. The other thing, too, I know you mentioned before, like with iPhones, I think you make a minimum of iPhone 5 now, don't you?
Yeah, five and above.
Yeah, because fours are...
Yeah, there's no security on them anymore.
So you wouldn't send things like that there. So all those things can be put on paper and be able to coordinate going forward.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of what you said about the upcoming meeting that maybe coming through the shack of meeting with all the contractors and such as. And so... You say that's May 14th?
It looks like it's going to be May 14th, Jack. We just got to finalize it, make sure that it's okay with Efficiency Nova Scotia and Housing Nova Scotia and CMHC, make sure they're fine with those dates, and it appears that they will be, but we haven't got a response from everybody. I also want to make sure that there's nothing else going on May 14th that is going to draw the municipal people away. So there may be, I don't know if there's an SFM thing going on or a FCM thing or any other large government meeting, so I haven't had time to check into that. But the idea is, and we haven't checked with the Builders Association and the Landlords Association to see if those dates are fine. I'll do that today or tomorrow. And then once we kind of hear from all those people, we'll set the date, we'll get the marketing done, and then we'll just send off that information to all the municipal units and encourage you to reach out to your developers and landlords and people that may have an interest in affordable housing but don't have the correct information. And then obviously we would like to have representations from the municipal units, a planner, a development officer, someone who can quickly jump in and answer a question for someone who's from your community. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Michael Graves, for your presentation today in the United Way. It's very interesting to council, very appreciated.
Yeah.
We will pass on your request through staff for follow-up.
Great, thank you.
And as Councillor Johnson said, we have a board at Queen's Place and Mirror Centre, which also deliberates on such issues that we reflect upon Queen's Place and Mirror Centre.
Yep.
So we'll work through the process, and we're very hopeful that we'll be able to get back to you and move forward.
Awesome. I appreciate your time, and thank you, and thank you for your questions, and thank you for your interest. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
So we'll move on to 4.0, tabling of petitions. We have no petitions to table today. Are there any petitions to be tabled? Second call for petitions. Third and final call for petitions. We have no petitions today. 5.0, public question comment session. If anyone, a member of the public gallery, would like to speak today, please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less and provide your name and address.
Thank you. You don't give me any extra time because I'm the only one here, right? You know, Robinson College Union and local. Just one thing, the agenda is pretty straightforward there, but I noticed I had marked in the calendar at home that you were possibly going to have a budget meeting at 1:30 this afternoon, but I see you added here under 11.2 a budget update. Is that going to be instead of this afternoon?
It will.
It will, right. Okay. And I guess that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Leon.
Wow.
Very brief today.
Like the Maytag repairman, it's pretty lonely up there.
You should do better on your homework. We expect good things from you.
So we'll move on to approval of minutes, 6.1, regular council meeting, February 26, 2019. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes as previously circulated? Hearing none, a motion to approve those minutes would be in order. Moved by Councilor Frelick, seconded by Deputy Mayor Kelly. Any discussion? Are ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Those abstaining? Councilor Johnson's not here for that. So it is unanimous of those that were in attendance. 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises. We have nothing today under that. Economic development, 8.0, we have nothing today. 9.0, corporate services, nothing today. Engineering and works, we have 10.1. Heavy equipment rentals, recommendation. And we have our director of engineering and works, Brad Roeder, and our engineer, Adam Grant, with us today. Who would like to take the lead on 10.1?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give acceptance to the heavy equipment rental tender for the 2019-2020 fiscal year as submitted for various pieces of equipment, and that the rental of equipment is based on the rental schedule as attached.
Seconded for that motion? Deputy Mayor Kelly? Brad, would you like to give some feedback?
Sure. This is our yearly item. Basically a standing offer is what it really is, where our Queens County contractors supply to us a list of what equipment they have available and what rates they will rent them out to us for. Primarily, the bulk of the use is hauling gravels. They pretty much all avail themselves to that. They indicate if they haul, and I believe they all did indicate that. Beyond that, there are occasions that we might require a backhoe or whatever else is on the list, and we'll basically go from low bid to high bid in that order on the rental rates, given the size that we would need to employ at any particular time. The gravel hauling, that's one rate, common to all, and we put them on a rotating list, and they all get as equal as much opportunity to haul as they can. Any questions?
Any questions of councillors on this issue? Councillor Frelick?
So, Brad, you just had this as a list. That's not saying you're going to use each and every one of them. This is just your library, what's available in Queens County.
That's correct. Now, for hauling gravels, where they're all getting paid the same rate, we would use them all. All right.
Oh.
So they would all...
And you use them like in a schedule?
That's rate? Correct, right.
Okay.
You know, there would be... I'll just say three or four of them, if you want to say that. A group of trucks that we would employ for a week or two, and then we go to the next group, and to the next group, and then go back to the top kind of thing, right?
Right.
Now, when it comes to hourly hire of equipment, you would hire the low bid.
Okay.
And if you need more equipment than is available on that one unit, you go to the next higher bid. So there could be two price structures working at the same time, or they may not be available, then you go to the next one. But because... You know, you wouldn't necessarily hire anybody at the top end unless the other ones aren't available, of course, when it comes to straight hourly.
So this is really your Bible of who's available?
That's correct.
The cost,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor Kelly?
So are there any changes from last year to this year?
There's always a few dollars, you know, on the rate, but by and large, it's close to the same.
So just as probably a slight increase to
yeah,
last year?
You know, sometimes there's a dollar an hour or something like on the low side.
What about suppliers? Are there any new suppliers on there?
I don't believe so.
All the same regular ones
yep.
that we normally
yep.
use every year?
Yep.
and
It's a public tender, so they all have, any new people would have an opportunity to put their name in if they wished, right?
Okay. But pretty much these are all the heavy equipment people in Queens County. Is there anyone on there from outside Queens County?
No, no, that's part of the criteria of the bid is Queens County residents.
Right, okay, great,
operations.
Great to hear that.
Yep.
Okay, I think that's it.
Councilor Johnson?
Fred, I'm assuming that these prices are equipment with operators.
Correct, yes, yeah.
And just one thing that jumps off the page to me is Van Dyke's only into interest into one category. Do you have any idea why, other than
I really don't. I've never seen that before, right? They submit it.
What's that?
Yeah, just to haul gravels, Adam. He didn't submit a schedule for any other equipment, which he had in the years past.
That's what I was wondering, if we know why. Because it could be anything from he doesn't like the process or
He typically gets engaged. I spoke with him yesterday. He never mentioned nothing.
No, we've always had a good working relationship with Van Dyke.
It just jumped up.
He may have forgot to actually include it in his package, right? But it wasn't submitted, so we can't.
No, I understand. But you reached out to him.
Now, that's not to say we still can't rent equipment from him. He may have equipment that no one else tendered on, and if so, we would go to him on that, right?
No, I'm sure. And I'm talking to him probably sometime, asking the same question.
But he can still haul gravel, because he indicated that he would, right?
He bid on it.
Good. Councilor Fancy?
Yeah, Brad, one other thing that I've heard years ago, and I don't want to talk about, but I'll say it anyway. Do some things go on like a rotating basis? Somebody is used two or three people this time, that they go to the bottom and they go and it rotates around. So that's how that works, is it? So
correct.
Some people this time, then they go to the bottom, and the next person up would go and.
Yeah, because we, you can't have all of them on in one job,
that's
right?
Right.
So you have a few of them, and you use them for a while, right? You're not just going to call them in for a day, right? So you use them for a period of time.
Right.
And then you refresh, go to the next group, and you go to the next group. And we keep as equal as we can. I mean, is it perfect? Nothing's ever perfect, right? And people always grumble, honestly, right? But, well, my father was a trucker, so I know they like grumble.
I just, TNR landscaping, I haven't heard of it.
Troy Wolf and Randy Wolf from Port Jolly.
Oh, okay.
They've been in business a couple of years now.
Okay.
10 years or so.
Any other questions or comments of councilors on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. And thank you, Brad. We are now down to 11.0 finance. Director of Finance, Jennifer Keating Woodley, is coming forward to the presentation desk. First one is 11.1, Tax Exemption Bylaw, second read. Who would like to take the lead? Councilor Trelly.
I so move the Council of the Region, Queens Municipality, give second and final reading to Bylaw 14 respecting the tax exemptions.
Seconder to that? Councilor Johnson. Jennifer, would you like to give us a brief update?
There are no changes on the bylaw from the first reading, so everything as was in the first reading. Nothing's been adjusted. So.
Any questions or comments of council? Councilor McLeod?
These are nonprofit organizations every year that we have on our books. If there was a sale of the property from one of these organizations, is there a deed transfer tax?
I guess it would depend on the name of the organization that the deed was being transferred to.
Okay.
So if they're taxable in the hands of the new owner, mm-hmm. then there would be a deed transfer tax attached to it, yes.
Okay.
But we review the list each year mm-hmm. to note whether there's been title changes or not.
Okay.
So they would be removed from the list if they were no longer a nonprofit charitable registered.
The reason I asked you, someone had asked me that, and I thought this would be an opportunity to ask you while we were talking about these exemptions. Thank you.
Councilor Fraley?
I'm just wondering why Milton Memorial Hall seems to be highlighted, two of them.
It's
It was one piece of land originally on the list last year, and they subdivided to three, so we had to add two new account numbers.
That's a reminder.
Counselor, have a question or comment? Counselor Fancy?
Just because maybe I don't look carefully enough, but always there's I had somebody call me this week, said, are we still on the list? I don't know. I'd have to look down through the list, but it hasn't changed from except for the
except for those couple that are highlighted. That was the only change from last year.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't remove them unless the title ownership changes.
Yeah.
Any other questions of counselors? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. And thank